Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Beaker. It's Boston's most listened to afternoon radio program. Vulgar and Mass.
You need a little bit of fat in there for flavor.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, we've been here before. Right? It's the third time in a row, I feel like we've been here. So we know what it takes. We know what we have to do and the attention to detail and things like that. And I'm confident.
We know where we're at. We know it's the finals. We know the severity of the game. So there's no need to say things that's already understood. Like, we know how important this game is, and we know how the energy that we need to come out with and how we need to set our team up and how we need to make plays and how we need to guard and defend. We know all the ins and outs. So we just got to come and do it. And let everybody watch and witness. I still think we're in a great spot, so I'm excited to see how we respond over the next couple of days. And I mean, it's exciting. It's the biggest stage in the world, you know, and I'll take our group, our guys, versus anybody. So I'm looking forward to it.
Tatum and Brown on the off day yesterday, sounding kind of confident, gotta tell you. And they've been great in this spot, 7-0 after losses. Sort of a dangerous way to live, but they've lived it. And as we have Jones and McCarthy in for Maz and Murray today, as Maz and Murray are at the Hoosier Caddy Classic, the 98.5 The Sports Hub Golf Classic. And Jones, you were saying that the Warriors are the same thing, though, right? 6-0 after losses.
Yeah, they. I don't know if it's 6-0, whatever it is. They haven't lost. They have not lost back-to-back games. They've responded with pretty big margins in most of those games as well. The difference is Golden State hasn't had a lot of the back and forth in the series until this one. You know, they were up 3-0 against Denver, lost game 4, won game 5. They split with Memphis the first two games, led 3-1, lost game 5, won game 6. They were up 3-0 against Dallas. So they haven't had to do the ping-ponging back and forth, but they haven't lost consecutively either.
Okay, wouldn't we throw that all out in a game 7 situation? I mean, maybe it applies in these next two because you don't need it. This is not an elimination game tonight. And for one team, yeah, on Thursday, it won't be an elimination game. But game 7, I would like to think that gets thrown out on all ends.
The urgency should be there for both sides.
Yeah,
you know, you shouldn't need any outside fact. It's true. It's true. But, I mean, if it plays out that way, again, if the Celtics don't lose consecutive games, they're not going to lose this championship.
Okay, so is this all about Tatum on the Celtics end? Is it all about Tatum? And that those late-game struggles, are they about Tatum? I think it's combined. I mean, to me, The strength of the Celtics is that they've got two guys. It's two. It's a two-headed monster. So it's Brown and Tatum. And I think Brown defers at the end of these games every bit that Tatum does.
So do you think that?
I do.
I think he took 7 shots in the fourth quarter the other night. I think he made 3.
Well, but I mean,
I feel like they go away from him. I don't feel like he defers. I feel like they go away from him. Like he had the 17. If they would have lost game 3, and they could have lost game 3, he came out and had 17 in the first quarter, and then they forgot about him. They just forgot about the guy.
Well, I think they sort of have a template where it's like,
let him go first.
Yeah. Brown first, Tatum last.
I don't disagree with that.
And it's almost predetermined, but I think Brown gets passive too. I don't think Brown goes and gets the ball.
So that might be true.
The standing around comment is about Jaylen Brown.
Damn straight. Damn straight. Marcus Smart, after the game. What's the problem? What's the problem with your offense? Why can't you guys get anything going there at the end of these games, Marcus? Whose fault is it?
We got ball watching the guy with the ball instead of just moving like we've been doing. You know, the ball handler, it's kind of hard because you're trying to tell everybody to do something while, you know, making sure you still see the play with the guy in front of you. And you know, you've been taught to make a play. So for us is, you know, we just got to move. Plain and simple. You know, if the ball gets stuck and you see it, just go screen somebody. But we have to move. We cannot let the ball get stagnant and let them load up on us.
Gotta move, Jalen. Gotta move, Jalen.
I know, but so...
Meanwhile, Jalen Brown, after the game, says, well, Jesus, Marcus, you're a veteran point guard. It's your job to put us in the right spot, right?
And that's on, you know, our veteran players to get us organized in those moments.
These two are back at it again. Go ahead, Jones.
So, it's just the offense, right? Some of this is on Udoka, and this might go back to what McCarthy was saying earlier, because they're trying to hunt matchups for Tatum. So they play that two-man game with Smart and Tatum.
It's always Smart and Tatum,
and
right.
What's Brown supposed to do? So, I mean, if that's the play design to dictate a matchup for Tatum, then, I mean, you can run actions off that, but the initial action is Smart and Tatum. That's where the works are getting gummed up, I think. And I think they should look more to Jalen. I don't think he's afraid of the moment. I think he doesn't get the ball a lot. I think that for whatever reason, whether they're trying to get Tatum going, they go away from him. And he's been their best player in the series. I believe that.
And isn't it the best matchup that they have, too? Brown on whoever's guarding him,
Clay did a very, very good job on him in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I think Jalen was 2-for-5 on Clay, 3-for-8 on Draymond, something like that.
Is that sustainable, though? I mean, Clay played well, but is that sustainable? Would you pick that matchup if you're Rime Udoka and the Celtics?
Right.
I would.
Didn't Jalen Brown torch him early and then they put Draymond Green on Jalen Brown?
Yeah, that was in game two. Game one, Clay did well on Jalen.
Oh, he did?
Yes. And so, you know, I think Jalen scored like 6 points on Clay in game one, something like that. So, yeah, I think Clay and Wiggins did a good job on Jalen and Tatum down the stretch. I don't know that it'll last in game five, but if Clay defends that way, then I think they're in good shape.
Okay, back to your thoughts, folks. Josh in New Hampshire. Hi, Josh.
Yeah, two quick things. Number one, I don't think you can say that the game is not bigger for the Celtics. In 8 years, this is the Warriors' sixth appearance, so they're already a dynasty. Boston's trying to break through, so I think the game's bigger for Boston. And the other point is, you guys said earlier that the Boston, you know, if they would have just made shots down the stretch, they would have won. I disagree with that because they lost by 10. They would have had to make four of those three-pointers in order to win the game. I think you can say that if they lost by 3 or 4.
No.
Yeah, it's misleading. 10, it was all free throws.
Yeah, the spread was about fouls and free throws at the end. It was a one-possession game. I have the game log here. I can look it up.
It wasn't just misses. Jalen, rather, when I was just complimenting him, but he had the brutal turnover, too, mixed in there in the final minute. But it was all free throws at the end to expand the margin. It was a 3-point game with a minute 30 left.
Thank you. I was just going to say, it was a one possession game inside of 90 seconds. And then it just ballooned because the Celts missed or turned over and the Warriors hit free throws. So it was. It was execution at the end of the game. The game was there for you to be had, and you didn't take it. Mike in Marshfield. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mike, I got a quick point here. I think Tatum definitely turned the ball over too much during the game, but I think he got tight. I think he missed 3 or 4 layups. He just missed the layups. And my question is this, though. When it gets late in the fourth quarter and Tatum drives to the hoop and he gets double-teamed and he kicks it out, I don't understand what he's supposed to do. Is he just supposed to go right over the double-team and still shoot it? I'm not sure why we keep blaming Tatum.
Well, a lot of cases, yeah. If the guys guarding him are 6'4 and 6'5, you know, and he's 6'8 and whatever he is and has that great length, I mean, sometimes I think when he's inside the 2-point line and he can just stop and elevate how Kevin Durant plays.
Well, this is the classic LeBron debate that happens all the time, right? Like, we'd be like, why is LeBron passing in end of game situations? Well, there's a double team. So LeBron's good enough to score over a double team. Should he give the ball up to a lesser player? I mean, I think there's some of that going on with Tatum.
And either way, but, you know, back to your previous point, if it is a double team for Tatum, then Brown's one-on-one with someone. The two-man action should be Brown and Tatum, not Tatum and Smart.
Yeah, I don't think they trust Jalen's ball handling to do
that. And that's what it is. So, I don't know. I'd rather pick my poison with that. I'd rather pick my poison with, you know, the risk of Jalen losing the handle, but at least I know he'll make the shot a more. I mean, those are my two guys. So I definitely think that those actions should be Tatum and Brown and not Tatum and Smart. But I do agree. I do think that's what's going on. Matt in Maine. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, sorry about that last time. But what I want to talk about is what scares me the most going into these last three games is that in previous series when the Celts would get a lead, you have the stars who really weren't really going to shoot you back into games, right? Giannis was never going to really shoot you back into a game. Jimmy Butler was never really going to shoot you back into a game. Steph Curry scares the daylights out of me because it doesn't matter if you're up by 10 or 20. He's going to start making, and then I agree with Jim Murray. The South got a little tight booty syndrome, and as soon as they see Curry just start making threes from all areas of the floor, then it just makes me nervous that he can really bring this team back no matter what. And that's why I'm just really, really nervous going into the rest of the series, to be frankly honest.
Okay. Does Curry scare you more than Giannis or Butler or Durant?
Yes. I might take it back about Durant. But Durant was having such a crummy series to start. In a vacuum, I'd take Durant. But Curry, yeah, Curry scares me more. I mean,
is that new? Did you feel that way going in?
No, I did not feel that way going in. I thought, we all know Curry's great, and you were right. He was second team All-NBA this year. So we all know Curry's great. But I feel like it is just about the shooting with him. You know what I mean? There's some ball handling and some passing for sure. And I think at times he's been peskier defensively than maybe I would have given him credit for. He hit the glass in game four. But it really is just about his shooting. And I thought the Celtics their defense would give him more problems than they have. And they don't. I mean, Smart individually has done a very good job on him. But if all they're doing is picking the matchup and the bigs are giving him a window to shoot, what good is Smart's defense? Curry's getting the looks he wants. So I thought there would be more resistance from their defense on him.
Paul in Chicopee on Marcus Smart. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Well, you guys are taking away my wisdom here. But anyway, Smart, you're talking about him, and you know how he hasn't been guarding Curry a lot, right? You noticed that?
No, he's been guarding him a ton.
Once in a while, but it switched around. I'm quoting defensive player of the year against the offensive guy. But when you're saying how he has to take the shot, well, as a coach, wouldn't you just maybe take him off and put that white kid or Pritchard in? Maybe they start to have to guard him for a little while.
Okay, would you consider swapping out Marcus Smart?
No.
Why not?
Not the way Pritchard's played. You see the hero ball three he took on the left wing in transition?
Yeah, not good.
So, I mean, I don't...
And make your free throws.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the unit has it going like they did in game one, sticking with it makes sense to me, but I don't think Pritchard has played well since game one. What did he hit? Maybe a big three in game three, actually, when they were kind of pouring it on.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's done a ton. And the caller's just wrong. I mean, Marcus Smart has spent more than... almost three times as much, or certainly more than twice as much, than anybody else on Steph Curry.
Okay, a lot of people out there calling out Jason Tatum. Got guys here on the show calling out Jason Tatum. You out there calling out Jason Tatum. National people calling out Jason Tatum. Celtics legend is calling out Jason Tatum as well. You hear that sound and get your reaction. Couple open lines if you want them at 617-779-0985.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
He is a manipulative weasel
and mask.
He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to Believe.
It's about me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about me.
No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know what? We could keep talking about turnovers. We could keep talking about all the X's and O's. We could talk about transition defense. But what I saw today was I saw the best player on one team was ready for the occasion and rose to the occasion. And I've been waiting on the best player from our team, the Celtics, to rise to the occasion. Like, where the hell is Jason Tatum at the moment? Like, real talk.
Uh-oh.
Like, where is Jason Tatum? And I'm not talking about 25 points on 22 shots or going 8-for-23 tonight. Like, when is he going to arrive to the finals and have that big moment? Like, we keep hearing, you know, the we keep seeing the walking in with, you know, and God rest his soul, to Kobe Bryant. We seeing him walk in with the Jordan shirt. And not, I mean, he don't have to talk about it or tweet about being a star, a superstar. Like, you're there. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it. You were first team All NBA. Show it.
That's a pretty strong commentary by Kendrick Perkins on NBC Sports Boston. Kendrick Perkins is going to join us on the show today.
Wow.
He'll be joining us at 4:30.
A guest?
Yes.
Huh.
Thought we'd break it up a little bit. Maybe Greenberg opened the door on Friday. Some facilitation there, Jones. I don't know. Give you some different voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Park will give us a take on Greenberg, which would be nice.
The hard eye emoji from Felger when Greenberg was there.
Easy on Greenberg back there, would you please?
No.
It's like the Dalai Lama facilitation there.
I'm personally
15
insulted.
Minutes of nothing.
Oh, I'm personally insulted.
It says no one got in trouble. It was great.
Right. I'm personally insulted, McCarthy. We're in here, and all of a sudden, guests are on the show. What's going on with that?
Right. Yeah. No.
Exactly.
So what?
Exactly, Jones.
Would you take it as a sign? You should. You should. Anyway, Park joins us at 4:30. His commentary on Jason Tatum, was that too strong, McCarthy, or was that dead on?
Not at all. All right. In the 11 games played in the conference finals and the finals, Jason Tatum has been outscored by the opposing team superstar or star player, best player, in 8 of them.
Ugh.
And in one of those games...
I'm sorry, would you repeat, please?
Yes. Celtics have played 11 games in the conference finals and the finals. Jason Tatum has been outscored by the opposing team's best player in 8 of them. 8! And in one of those 3 games that he actually did outscore the opposing team's best player, he outscored Jimmy Butler 10 points to 8. Worthless.
What game? Was that the game where Butler left early?
I believe it was. Is it game 4?
Game 4
against...
Whatever.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, fair. Too many details, yeah.
Yeah. I just go by the facts, Jones, and the stats.
And go continue.
Yeah. You need more from Jason Tatum. Eventually... your role players have brought you here, and eventually your star is going to have to win it for you. You opened the show today, Felger, by asking the question, was Friday night more about Curry or is it more about the Celtics? The answer is it's about Curry and it's about your star player not responding. That's the deal. Their star player showed up. Your star player hasn't.
Okay, so in some respects, though, and I not to play the that previous caller, he is 24. Steph Curry is 34. I mean, this is a veteran league. It is sort of rare for the young kid to beat the established veteran, as long as the established veteran isn't too old. You know, Magic Johnson against Michael Jordan in whatever year that was. Like, you know, it's the guy still has to be in his prime. Steph Curry's still in his prime. And so I'm not expecting necessarily Jason Tatum to outduel Steph Curry. The strength of the Celtics is that they're deeper. They're better. Their 1-2 combination is much better than Curry and Thompson right now, because Thompson is a shell of himself. Klay Thompson. So my expectation is that the Tatum-Brown combo beats the Curry-Klay Thompson combo. I mean, you could make the case Butler was a better player than Tatum in the conference finals. Close. I think you could definitely make the case that Giannis was the best player in that series.
Giannis absolutely was.
And I think that was less close. I think that was sort of clearly Giannis being the best player. Yet the Celtics prevailed because a better team, better 1-2. Better 1-2-3, however you want to look at it.
And Tatum had his defining moment of these playoffs in Game 6 in Milwaukee.
He did.
In the fourth quarter when the Celtics were teetering. The Bucks had cut that 18-point lead down to 4, and Tatum scored 11 straight points and took the game over. And I said, this is it. This is Jason Tatum's moment. He's ascended. He's figured it out. And since then, he's disappeared in the conference finals and the finals, and he's been outperformed by the opposing team's best player. I don't need him to outduel Curry, Felger. I don't need him to do that. I do need him to duel him, though.
Yeah.
I need him to actually be in the building.
Like, can he make some shots and not turn it over? Like, he doesn't need to outscore Curry. Can you start shooting better than 34%? Like, I don't think that's asking too much. And I don't think this is a unique Jason Tatum commentary. In the NBA, it's like quarterbacks in the NFL. It starts there, and we start measuring them up. And, you know, if Giannis were on this stage and shooting 34%, or Durant or whoever, I think the commentary would be exactly the same. I don't think that's personal from Perk. I think this is how you talk about superstars. They need more out of Tatum.
Oh, I don't care if it's personal.
I'm saying for Celtics fans who may be sensitive to that, I think we'd talk about any superstar in the finals shooting 34% while the other guy's going nuts on the other side and saying they need more out of him.
Yeah, so I'll say this. To me, it doesn't have to be Tatum, but it has to be Brown or Tatum. It has to be one of those two. And if you think Brown might be a little more ready, and it's how it kind of feels to me, Again, I don't think Brown's better than Tatum, but I do feel he might be a half step more there, ready. Less, you know what I mean?
That less afraid of the moment.
That intangible thing.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Just tougher, stronger, like, I don't know, more there. Then, well, it's got to be one of them. You know, it can't be Marcus Smart taking all those shots at the end. Give me Brown or Tatum. It doesn't have to be Tatum, but it has to be one of those two. And, that you know, so, I mean, that's why I would go with that. Either way, we continue with your thoughts. Dan is in the car. Hi, Dan.
I don't know why you guys are, like, talking Jason into Tatum going, like, 13 for 35 tonight. Like, he was playing really well when he would get the ball and within one count, either take it to the rack or pass, whatever. He's playing fast and distributing, you know, like, when he starts going hero ball, taking himself outside of the offense, that's the problem. Like, he was doing well, hustling,
yeah, understood,
facilitating,
understood,
doing everything else but scoring.
Yeah, game one, I'm sorry, Dan, I'm just going to cut you off. Game one, he had all those assists, mm-hmm, and was credited for, you know, getting them into their offense and all of that. I think it was a little overrated because the Celts hit their shots. They were red hot. It was one of those nights. But you tell me, what do you want him to do tonight? What do you want him to do, Jones? You want him just to shoot?
Yeah. What do you do against Milwaukee? That's what I want.
Whatever that is?
Yeah, I mean, it was making shot after shot after shot. I didn't care about his stupid assists. I didn't care about his defense. Don't turn the basketball over and make some shots. That's what you are. He's gotten much better as a playmaker. And I agree to an extent with what the caller's saying. Like, you don't want to play outside of the offense, but when things are breaking down and you need a bucket, you're the guy. Like, sorry, you're the guy. And so I want you to do what you did against Milwaukee. You've proven you can do it. Go do it.
You need to be a stabilizing force, and the Celtics need a stabilizing force at the end of these games. You cannot go the final 3 minutes of a game where everything's starting to go sideways and have Brown and Tatum not take a shot. You cannot have at the end of game 7 against Milwaukee, Marcus Smart take your final 5 shots. I don't need Jason Tatum to play hero ball. I want Jason Tatum to play within the offense. That the Celtics do have an advantage. They're the better team. They're the deeper team. I have no problem with Tatum driving and kicking and passing the ball. But when things are going sideways at the end of the game, I need you to take command and I need you to close, because that's what happens. Your star players close in the NBA. I need Jason Tatum to close the way he did against Milwaukee in game 6.
And I hear you. I just, why can't it also be Jaylen Brown?
It can be.
So that's the deal. The ball's finding Smart.
But, like, why couldn't it have been Scottie Pippen with Jordan? Like, it's got to start somewhere. And if all the actions are starting with Tatum, he's got to be the guy. They're hunting a matchup for him. So take advantage of the matchup. That's what they're doing.
Bob and Needham, you're up next with Felger, Jones, and McCarthy. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, guys? Felger, what I want him to do is to remember what Jimmy Butler did in game 6 against them and say, I'm going to carry this team to a win tonight on the road like Jimmy Butler did, and say, I'm not going to let any room for error. I'm going to carry us down the stretch on a crummy team that I have to step up and win the game for us and put us back in front. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got it. All right. That's it. That's the expectation for Tatum tonight. Oh, even more than a team thing. Even more than...
Well, you need the win, but yeah. But he's the one who's going to get him there, I think. Again, I not to keep talking about game 6 against Milwaukee, but, like, that's what it was.
No, it was.
They were out of their offense. There were shots late in the shot clock. You needed buckets. That wasn't in the flow of the offense. That was Tatum going ISO and hitting massive shots. That's what I want. And look, I mean, the Celtics have been a front-running team all year. They blow teams out. They run away from teams. I have a hard time believing you can win a finals doing that and just running away from Golden State. Maybe you can, and I'll be wrong. You're going to have to execute late in one of these games. And I hear what you're saying about Jaylen stepping up, and they could certainly use that. But Tatum's got to be the guy. He's got to be better.
Scott in Worcester, hi. Scott?
Tatum's definitely got to step it up. No one has actually thought of Udoka calling the shots in the last 5 minutes. Like, they've been coming out of timeouts with no play call, just playing iso ball, and that's not really been working for them. So I'll hang up and listen.
So Udoka bears some responsibility for the way that offense looks at the end of the again. Since game 6 of the Eastern Finals, that's what you got, right?
That's right.
Marcus Smart is shooting more in the fourth quarter than Brown and Tatum. That's not. You can't have that.
No. And so, look, I agree that Udoka deserves some blame. Sure. Again, get away from the two-man action with Smart and Tatum if you have to. I mean, that's by design, I imagine. I don't think that's the players doing it. I'd put him lower, you know, on the my list of complaints maybe than Tatum and some of the guys missing shots. But yeah, Udoka's somewhere on the complaint list, sure.
McCarthy's got an update for you, and we're back with more Celts Warriors heading into Game 5 tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felder and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
At the end of the day, for us to be successful and win 2 more games, it comes down to the way that we defend, the way that we bring intensity, especially the start games, understanding how they respond after losses. That was one of the big points in the series. 2 great teams. They know how to respond. They know how to win in other people's buildings. We've shown that. They've shown that. And we have to be ready for that response and hopefully, you know, throw the first punch tomorrow. Whatever adjustment that means is going to be a part of it, but it's secondary to just the effort and intensity and physicality that we need to have, knowing that's their calling card. That's how they, you know, try to force success when they're coming off a loss.
Steph Curry on the off day. Topic we haven't broached yet today, and I don't really care to because I could give 2 poops about the whole thing. I just don't care about series MVP talk. I care what team wins. I really care about that. I do not care about a player being an MVP.
Okay, you don't, but you acknowledge Steph cares.
Steph cares. It matters to these guys for sure. Yep, it does. Absolutely, Curry does. And I think this is one of the things working against you.
No, for sure. I think part of the reason he's come out and playing the way he is because he doesn't want to hear about the NBA Finals thing anymore, or yes, Finals MVP thing anymore.
Yes.
So I agree. Is it overrated? Who really cares at the end of the day? But he does. And I got to be honest, I think Tatum would care if he didn't win it. Like right now, I know you don't care. Jaylen Brown would be my Finals MVP if the Celtics won. I wouldn't give it to Curry in a loss. Jaylen Brown would be my Finals MVP today if the Celtics won. I think that would bother Tatum. I think it would.
I have no idea. I don't care if he cares. I mean, I care about the team. But, you know, the conversation about you wouldn't give it to Curry in a loss. Because, again,
I would not, no.
Kendrick Perkins will join us in an hour. Would. I think I was just looking up at one of the monitors. I guess he tweeted out that he would give it to Curry in the loss. That's got people's panties in a bunch. That's another thing. Like, I just, does it really matter to you? What does it matter to you as a Celtics fan if you win the championship and they give the other guy a stupid individual trophy? What does that matter?
Okay, while I agree, what does it matter? Don't you think the MVP should come from a winning side?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so that's all that is. That's all that is. I mean, that's where I'd start to. Curry goes really nuts, 50 points, and they lose, you know, at the buzzer in Game 7 or something. Maybe
he's not going to get it. You don't even have to worry about it, folks.
Yeah, so I agree.
The last time was Jerry West in 1970 or whatever.
The only time.
So it doesn't happen. So it's not going to happen. He's not going to get it. Yeah, they don't vote that way. They almost never do. They only did once, and it was a million years ago.
Again, that was a take from Perk, is what that was.
Yeah.
Yes.
We like having those on this show.
Overrated.
At least from contributors.
Takes are overrated. Just banty it about the rim and then go to commercial and come back and do it again. That's my motto. But no, like the envy, like, oh, for Pete's sake, who gives a rat's ass about the thing? And now I've got to worry about the Larry Bird trophy on top of it all. Like, please stuff it.
Should have gone to Jimmy Butler.
You're in the NBA Finals. What does it matter?
This is the Bill Russell, is what this is.
Jesus. That in the MVP thing, it matters to me not one bit. But I think, you know, let's just put it to you like this. Who's been the best player in the series so far today?
Curry.
Okay. You know, does it start to worry you that, you know, you're going to win another series or try and win another series where you don't have the best player? Against Miami, it was debatable. I still think it was Tatum over Butler, but it was close. The series before, as we discussed, it wasn't that close. It was probably Giannis. Now you're going to do it again and win another seven-game series where you don't have the best player. Tough to do in that sport. That's walking the tightrope, don't you think?
Oh, for sure.
And that goes back to the Tatum conversation.
You know, and that to me is, yeah, you'd be going against the grain. Swimming upstream, whatever analogy you want to put, like, that's not how it goes traditionally in the NBA. Not traditionally. Maybe it'll happen that way this time, but the odds aren't great that that's the way it's going to shake out.
And let me tell you, the fact that Curry's doing what he's doing to this point impresses the hell out of me. He's doing it from where he's doing it. In other words, it's not Giannis who just puts his shoulder down and bowls you over and dunks the basketball. You know, it's not like that. Or Kevin Durant, if he was that guy who's just 6'11 and can shoot over everybody. It's not that. It's a freaking point guard who's hitting from 30 feet.
6'3 on a good day?
Jeez, like that to me is, like, I think what Curry's doing is more impressive than what Butler, Giannis, or any of these other guys that we've seen in these playoffs has done. And to me, it's not even close. The degree of difficulty is so much higher for someone like him.
The thing I liked about Curry, and I didn't really even know he had this in him, and one of the montages we played earlier, you could hear Grandy and Max talking about it. And you know, Grandy was all over it all game. He's like, this is not normal Steph Curry. He's demonstrative.
Oh, yeah.
He's gesturing to the bench. He's stomping his feet. I agree with what you said earlier. He can smell it. He can taste it. And he was not going to let them lose that game. And he is normally very even keel, very subdued. And he was anything but in a hostile environment that we kind of thought was getting in the Warriors' heads. Turns out you definitely weren't in Curry's head.
And it's really, I'm going to say unprecedented. And what I mean by that is a perimeter shooter. He's just really primarily doing it with perimeter shooting. And he can get to the rim, and he's great at doing that. He's done that very little in this playoffs. You've got to admit.
He does it just enough to keep you honest.
I mean, but you know, you see him in other series against other opponents, and he's, you know, he's penetrating, he's getting to the cup and all of this against the Celtics. It's almost never. And when he is, he has to shoot over Rob Williams. Go back through our lives. LeBron can do it. He puts his shoulder down, freight trains you, and gets to the rim. And that's how he's beating you. Certainly, that's how Giannis is doing it. Or, you know, Kobe is doing inside, outside. He's doing it with Shaquille O'Neal, but, you know, practically. I mean, you give me another example.
I mean, maybe Dirk.
Where it's just.
Dirk is huge, but that was a lot of
7 foot. He's 7 feet.
But a lot of perimeter shooting.
I mean, this guy's doing it on almost exclusively perimeter shooting at 6'3".
Yeah, that's the difference between him and Dirk. But Dirk did a lot of scoring from the perimeter.
You can't tip your cap to that, man. There's like. For Pete's sake.
Well, but there's a difference between tipping your cap and saying it's unbelievable and we're watching a show versus, you know, where do I blame the loss? I don't just tip my cap and say, Curry, what were you supposed to do? The Celtics still gagged it away. They were up 4 with 5 minutes to go and couldn't score.
So again, to reset that most important topic, where we are today is more an indictment of the Celtics than it is a accomplishment of Steph Curry.
Yeah, well, that's my take and McCarthy's take. Did we hear from Felger over here?
I'm sorry, Jones, what was your take again?
My take was...
No, the last game I give to Curry.
Okay.
The last game I give to Curry, and the series... Look, I didn't have this... I picked the Warriors.
Me too.
So I'm not sitting here saying, like, the Celtics have grossly underachieved.
No, I didn't. I take that back. I took the Celtics. What am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You took the Warriors. My mistake.
Look, I think the Celtics are better. So in some respects, if they don't win the series, that's an underachievement, I suppose. But there's other things at work here. Experience and whose time it is and the window. And, like, that's an important thing in the NBA. Whose time is it?
Home court.
And home court's another big one, for sure. So those are the reasons I had the Warriors. It's their time. Steph Curry can, you know, it's more important to him than it is to you early in your run. They have home court. Like, you know, like, that's it. That's why I picked the Warriors. It wasn't on talent. I thought the Celts were the better team going in, and I really believe that even more so now. So I think it's more on Curry. I think it's more of a tip of the cap to Curry than it is an indictment of you. That's what I think. And you think it's just the opposite?
I think it's the complete opposite. Again, I don't think Curry was hitting dagger after dagger in the final 5 minutes. It wasn't you'd go down and miss, Curry would hit a dagger. Curry hit that floater. He hit a three with 142 left, and then he hit a bunch of free throws. So, I mean, Curry was spectacular. I'm not trying to take away from what he did, but you scored 3 points in 5 minutes. You had a lead. You choked.
Marcus Smart hits a three with 5 minutes left.
And even that, by the way, was like a complete prayer. That was end of the shot clock. Warriors played good defense. He hucked it up at the end of the clock, and it went in.
Either way, you're up 4 points, 5 minutes left. After that, Brown missed three. Brown missed two. Tatum missed three. Smart missed three. Smart missed three.
Same possession.
Horford missed three. Horford then hit a three-pointer with 1:32 left, and that was it. That was your only bucket.
Yeah, and then you got a miss from the Warriors. Draymond Green grabbed it, fed Kevon Looney, and it was a five-point game. Then the Celtics missed. I forget who it was. And Curry hit a bunch of free throws from there. That was the game.
All right. So, I mean, I see it. That is a problem, the way the Celts play offense down the stretch. I was about to say collapse. But either way, that's how do you parse it out there? 617-779-0985. To your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Mazz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Warriors by one, but here's Jalen's three. That's no good off the back iron. The rebound for Steph Curry.
And you said Jalen looks like he's getting a little tired out there.
Derrick White has it straight away against Curry. Here's the handoff to Tatum. Tatum pushed pass for Jalen Brown. Up fakes the three. Return to Tatum. Tatum straight away three in the air. No good. Back iron. Missed it badly. Rebound Draymond Green. Boston down three. 3 minutes to go in game four. Jalen down the left side. Throws to the corner. Marcus Smart for three. No good. Rebound. Big one, Jalen Brown. Kick out Derrick White. White going to attack the paint. Throw to the right corner. Horford touches it out to Tatum. Tatum spins. Kick out Marcus. Tries another three. Rebound Wiggins.
Horford a straight on three. They've had some good looks, but the threes won't go down as Curry comes the other way.
Bounce pass. Caught by Jalen Brown under the basket. He's harassed by Klay Thompson. Jalen saves it and then drops it out of bounds. Jalen Brown turns it over with 56 seconds to go.
Great play then again defensively. Golden State stepping up defensive pressure on the Celtics.
Horford to Smart. Smart to White. Quick corner three. Way off. An air ball and Wiggins the rebound.
Marcus Smart to hit that three that was contested. And then after that, Marcus took a three, missed it. Then the Celtics just got out of sync.
Had our opportunities tonight, especially when we did have a 5-6 point lead. It felt like we didn't have our best possessions and kind of let them back in the game, whether it was turnovers or poor offense.
I felt like we took possessions for granted. I don't feel like, you know, we executed as well as we did the previous game. You know, we really can't do that. So definitely need to be better there down the stretch.
So again, that's the so what it felt like or looked like, sounded like down the stretch for the Celts and that loss on Friday night. We've given you a couple times the mild finger pointing there between Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown says it's up to our veteran players to get us organized. Wonder who he's talking about. Marcus Smart says, well, we got to move. Can't just stand there. I wonder who he's talking about. I like Jason Tatum's assessment. I thought it was pretty spot on as well, Kev.
Jason, we've talked a lot about just resiliency and you guys haven't lost back to that games in the playoffs. Like, well, we also
That was about the one post game on Friday where he swore. And I think
did you hear the whole thing? My favorite thing is when he got asked after the game how it is, and he's like, "Oh, it's great being in the finals."
Oh,
like,
no.
You just lost by 10, Jason. What do you mean it's great being in the finals?
Not that one. I think it was this one, Kev.
I mean, we don't do this on purpose.
Yeah, we don't do this on purpose. We're trying. You know, I thought that was well said. We don't do that.
We keep doing it, but not on purpose.
It's not on purpose.
Right.
But it
right.
does. But, you know, and the one thing I'll say in their defense, Jones, you see it all the time, and you know it because you watch a ton of basketball, NBA basketball. It's kind of common for the end of these games for offenses to break down. You don't see the beautiful ball movement in the final 2 minutes. You don't see guys cutting and screening. No, you know, booties tighten and guys sort of stand there. They get the ball in the hands of their best player and he goes to work. Like, that's generally how it works on every team.
Yeah, which is why Tatum's got to be the guy to step up and start hitting some of those shots. Like, that's why, you know, I look at that. And look, I do get on the ball handlers, you know, Smart and White. Like, your job is to get out of the way and get Jason Tatum rolling. I mean, that's your job. And when you're open, hit some threes, for God's sakes. But that's why Tatum's got to be the guy. That is how the NBA works. It's the end of the game. Your guy's got to go get a bucket. And if you can't, Curry's going to do it at the other end, and you're going to lose.
And again, the only thing I would say in counter to that is it can also be Jaylen Brown, as far as I'm concerned. That's the strength of your team. So, you know, if Tatum doesn't want to take it, if that's not the right shot, fine. Then it should be Jaylen Brown, not Marcus Smart. And again, we fell into that thing at the end of that game on Friday night where it was invariably Marcus Smart.
But, like, so look, not to stand up for Smart, those are open looks. You know, the team, they're giving them to him. So I kind of think Smart has to shoot those. Like, the ones that bother me are early, midway through the shot clock, you know, pull up in transition. Those are the ones that bother me. 5-6 seconds left on the shot clock and you're open in the corner. You're open on the wing. He's got to shoot those.
Okay, here's Mark in the car. Says he knows McCarthy. That's fine, Mark. But either
this
way,
can't be good.
What do you got for us today?
Hey, Matt, it's Mark Van Dusen. How you doing?
Okay. Hey.
Hold on. Mike, I'm sorry. Hey, Mark, no due respect.
He covered the Celtics.
For who?
Celtics Life.
Either way, Mark, welcome to the show. Sorry, go ahead.
Knows his hoops.
Thanks, Mike. One thing I want to say, this was a while back, but just wanted to throw it out there. I actually have 2 points, but first one, you mentioned that the Warriors outside of Curry have been missing a lot of open threes, but even though they're wide open, they're not necessarily good shots. The Celtics defense gives them a lot of threes that are really deep and on the move off the dribble. So that's not actually something I'm that worried about. But more importantly, what you guys have been talking about right now is Tatum and the late game offense. Tatum's shoulder is definitely still bothering him, and he's not going to say it. Nobody else is going to put it out there. And even if he's only 95%, it's sitting there in the back of his head. And that's why I think when it gets down in late in the game, he's got the ball. There were two possessions late in game four where he kicks it over to Marcus, where he could have tried to drive and take it to the hoop, but instead he gave it to Marcus, who missed an open three. And I think that's what's kind of sitting there in the back of his head and messing with him and why he's a little shook.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the call. I mean, he might be shook by it, but it's no excuse. I'd put Tatum's shoulder on par with Steph Curry's ankle or foot or whatever it was that he allegedly hurt in game three. They're all fake NBA injuries. And don't tell me that Jason Tatum's not going to say anything. Every game, in the first 2 minutes of the game, Jason Tatum makes sure we all remember it, because whether he gets contacted or not, he is doing the flexing of the shoulder and rotating of the shoulder, as Jim Murray would do so perfectly. The gesticulate. He makes sure we know. In game three, he got hit on the left shoulder and starts flexing and rotating the right shoulder. He did it again in game four. I missed it in real time. I saw it on one of our montages on NBC Sports Boston at the free throw line. He's doing he makes sure we know.
Yeah, so I agree with you. It might be in his head.
So put a needle in it, whatever
not,
it takes.
No, for sure. He's not even on the injury report. You see, and how much can it buy? He had a pass in game three that he just whipped to the left wing, like behind him, like, you know, a baseball style pass, like whipped it. And I'm like, Can we put the shoulder thing to rest? If you can throw that pass with that velocity, your shoulder's fine. And furthermore, as bad as he's shooting like 45% on threes.
Yeah, so he's
like,
good deep. The deeper he goes, yes. the better he is.
His shoulder's fine. It might be in his head, but he's, in terms of structurally and in terms of him being healthy, he's fine.
Oh, I think it's a factor, though, because when he goes to the rim, he's not going to the rim with as much authority beforehand. Now, I would say whether or not you're hurt, you got to power through it. It's the NBA Finals, but there's something there. There's absolutely something going on there.
Yeah.
The thing is it shouldn't stop him.
Yeah, no excuse. I mean,
none. Zero.
No. Okay. The what the hell was I just going to say? Oh, the open three thing. The Warriors open threes? I'm sorry, Mr. Van Dusen. 17 open three. They had 17 open threes as defined by 6 feet or more of space, and they only hit three of them. I'd be a little concerned that they just, you know, that I. They got to start hitting more than that, yeah, right? Especially when they get home.
They have a game seven type, like the Celtics had against the Bucks in game seven, where everybody's just, the Grant Williamses of the world are just throwing in threes. I mean, the Warriors are capable of that.
But I mean, I'm not even talking about them going 14 of 17. I'm talking them going 8 of 17, yeah. 7 of 17. That even makes a big difference.
Yeah, you're talking 12 or 15 extra points.
So, I mean, in some respects, if the Warriors had just shot normally in that game in game four, it's not even close in the fourth quarter for us to be talking about the Celts blowing it. We have a update from Matt McCarthy. There are no commercials, 90 seconds, and we come right back with you. Kendrick Perkins will be joining us next hour, but your phones
takes
next, and we'll see. I'll do my best not to get anything out of them and just facilitate, but either way, Perk coming up next hour, your phones right after the update, no commercials.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.